And welcome back to Coast, William Stickeber's with us. We're going to take some readings and questions from you. If it's a reading you want, the form it in a yes or no type question. And if it's a no, he'll elaborate a little bit more on why it's no. He might even do the same if it's yes. But we'll be back with him and you next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie with you, back with astrologer William Stickovers. William, back in May, when you were on with me in March, you said in May that Bitcoin would be at 80,000. And then you said in December of this year, it should be at 120. It's at 45. You still hold on to that December prediction?
Right. So back in March, if we go back last year, Bitcoin was at 12. I said it would go to 40. Then it went to 66,000. Then it went back down. And now this time last year, actually, it was 11,000. And now it's 46,000, right?
Yeah.
So we have like these wild swings in the Bitcoin market. But if you look at it, it is producing somewhere around 200 to nearly 300% a year, 200 plus percent every year since, I believe, 2012. There's nothing like that. It's now a $1 trillion asset. It took Google, it took Yahoo, it took, it took Apple, right, 40 years to reach that level. And it took Google over 20, 25 years to reach a level. Bitcoin did it inside of a decade, right? So that is the power of Bitcoin.
Bitcoin scares me.
Well, you know, George, it's the new paradigm. It's going to replace our entire financial system, and that is what the Fed is concerned about, because they cannot make it illegal. There's no way to all they can do is just slow it down with regulation, and that's what they're trying to do with this current infrastructure bill, is employ punitive regulation in place along with punitive taxation to all of us to pay for this bill, right? Most of it's not going to go to infrastructure. That's part of the problem. Bitcoin represents a paradigm shift, because when we have a crisis, a financial crisis, or any type of paradigm shift crisis, the solutions always emerge during that crisis, right? So we saw that back during the first American Revolution. We saw the emergence of the stock exchange, capitalism. We saw the emergence of democracy, constitutional government. Right. So we're now seeing the solutions present themselves. And Bitcoin is one of those solutions that are going to move us towards a type one technological civilization, because fiat money is no longer going to exist by, I would say, by 2032.
What about the gold standard?
Well, the gold standard is being modified now. Right.
Sure.
So the question is going to become how much gold can you buy with Bitcoin? How much Bitcoin can you buy with gold? So that is where we're going to see a reshifting once this reset occurs. And the thing is they're going, look, all the central banks can agree on gold. That's why they're collecting it and suppressing the price of gold and silver. They're collecting all that gold. They're going to reset the whole system against gold. But at the same time, they're going to deploy their Fed coin and digital yuan and central bank digital currency and match that against the gold, right? Because that's the civilization we're moving towards, because they know the fiat fractional reserve system is dying.
Okay, let's take some calls for you. Let's start by going to our international line. Maria's with us in Canada. Hi, Maria.
Hi, I'm so glad to be on the air. Asking about a soulmate, partner, / twin flame, some kind of a connection, strong connection. Do you see anything this year?
Yeah, so I see you putting yourself out there a lot more and trying to make yourself available. There's lots of thoughts of love here. You're choosing love again in your life. Let me just ask you a question. Did you suffer a couple years back, I'm going to say 2-3 years, a setback in a relationship where there was high expectation or there was a breakup?
It was more a letdown.
More a letdown, right. I mean, you had high expectations. So
disappointment.
Yeah, so what it's telling me is that you need to make sure that whatever that character flaw was, or that non-negotiable, that you make sure that you do not attract that again. So you have to take that issue and make that part of your non-negotiable when you start going out there and start dating.
I don't understand what you mean non-negotiable.
Well, non-negotiable would be like, for example, if you're against smoking and someone picks up a cigarette on a second date and you happen to find them quite attractive, it would be a no-go. You wouldn't go on a third date with them. So whatever broke up that relationship or how that relationship disappointed you, right? There was a character flaw or there was some issue there that you were not addressing, overlooking, right? Which may come up again with the next person you meet, and you have to make sure that doesn't happen. You need to come to
terms. Now, do you see that happening this year, like in the next few months?
I see that happening more towards November.
Okay, good luck, Maria. Hope everything works out for you. Next up, let's go to Cornelius in Louisiana. Welcome to the show. Hello there, Cornelius.
Hey there, George and Mr. Stick Evers and everything. And our friend Tommy Toons, I love Tommy. And throw me back to him after we get through talking. But, George, you know what I like about you? You remember if somebody's predicted something and you'll ask the guest, well, you didn't miss the mark on that. So I'm glad you keep notes and stuff like
that. Well, that's because I have a great staff that keeps my back.
Oh. Well, thank you to the coast-to-coast staff out there. Mr. Stick Evers, this is my question for you, and I was telling Tommy, I'm the God, Guns, and Gold man, the Bible, Bullets, and Beans man. I think with this vaccine or virus, whichever one you're going to take, that they're trying to put the mark of the beast on us, and you say there's a coming collapse and stuff with fiat currency, which is essentially paper currency that's not backed by anything. And there are a lot of people that depend on money itself, on just plain money. So do you think this is the mark of the beast? So God bless you. Thank you, George, and I'll wait on Tommy.
The mark of the beast. What do you think?
I don't think it's the mark of the beast. I think what he's referring to is the social credit scoring system that is fully implemented and in place in China, and I believe that's what they're trying to transition us to when they come out with this Fed coin. They'll integrate it right into the social credit score system, and with this programmable money, they will give you a unique interest rate. You'll have you won't be able to buy everything with it. It'll be very unique, and it'll be directly on your phone. We won't need commercial banks anymore, right? They're going to bypass that. It'll be a much more command economy structure, and they're transitioning us fast. And I think that's a lot of people would say that would be a form of of what has been forecasted in the apocalypse.
Will it be open to hacking?
Well, obviously, yeah. Anything that's digital is open to hacking, right? So that's the real concern for the Fed. However, Bitcoin hasn't been hacked, and I just want to say this for the record: Bitcoin is going to go to 80,000 between now and the end of December, and possibly the upside would be 127,000. So I'm still on that $80,000 prediction, right? We almost got there, George, 67,000.
But it slipped.
It slipped, and it normally does that. So it takes a 50%, it goes back 50%, and then it springs back. So look, here's the deal. Bitcoin at 45,000, if it continues to go at the rate it's been going every year, by 2024, 2025, it hits 1 million.
Next up, let's go to Anthony in Dallas, Texas. Welcome to the program. Hi, Anthony. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. I would like to pose this question to your astrologer.
Okay.
Maybe he don't know how to answer it, but does astrology work in other planets if it was inhabited by beings like here on Earth?
Interesting question, William.
Yeah, could you repeat that, George?
Will astrology work on other planets if there are other ETs out there?
Yes, and their astrology will be unique for their solar system and for their psyche. Their psyche will certainly, because their brain structure is different, and they may have the same soul, right? We all have the same souls, but...
And in different alignments, right?
Right, their alignments. So, yes, the same principles would work. So their psychology, their psyche, right, would be different than ours, obviously, not just because of the fact that they're extraterrestrial, but because of the astrology itself.
Next up, we've got John in Newport Beach, California, first-time caller for John. Hi, John. Welcome to the program.
Hey, I want to say thank you very much. I got to say, I've been listening since I was probably 8 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
And this is the first time I've called in, and it's an absolute honor that I finally got around
to it. Thank you. Thank you for sticking along with us for so long.
Absolutely. And I have a – go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was going to say Mr. Stickovers is ready for you.
Well, thank you. So I made a career pivot several years ago, and it's never gotten grounded in the financial area. And I've been trying to figure out whether or not I need to go back to what I used to be doing or stick with it. Is there a belief that I would be able to achieve a grounded career in the next year? And should I stay, should I focus it on something like fintech, or should I stay more broad to my capabilities?
It looks like to me you need to specialize, right? You need to specialize, and you need to stick with it. Are you an entrepreneur, sir? Hello?
John?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, so you know what the issue with you is? You have really good ideas. You need to learn how to become a better entrepreneur, right? Just because you could be brilliant at something, you got a great idea, you're willing to take risk, right? And that's, but the thing is you need to fine-tune your entrepreneurial skills, like, you know, taking a business mastery course with Anthony Robbins, for instance, would be something I recommend. Something like that, right? That, you know, that gives you real tangible, real world, hit the ground running knowledge. The second thing you need to do is you need to broaden that vision, right? And you need to stick with this with persistence. But the other thing too is, will you need to change your location? Because proximity is power, and it's telling me here you're not in the location you need to be.
Okay.
Explain that a little bit more formally.
Yeah. So you know, if you're like, if you want to make it in acting, there's two places in the United States you have to go, either New York or LA, depending if you want to be on stage or in film, right? If you want to make it in the fintech world, right, there's a couple places you need to go. You're going to go to Austin. You're going to go to Silicon Valley area in Northern California, right? There's some other areas as well.
Good point.
So you need to be in it to win it.
Okay, John, good luck, and thanks for sticking with us since you've been 8 years old. Isn't that amazing, William?
Yes, impressive. Wow.
It's a long time.
Long time indeed.
Next up, we've got Frank in Hollywood, Maryland. Welcome to the show. Hey, Frank, hope you're feeling better.
I am, George, but 98% recovered.
Good.
I just want to say I, too, am a God, guns, and goldfish man. The question I have is, China. If China moves on Taiwan, what happens to the contracts and the jobs that we sent over there where we should have given them to inner city kids making cell phones? And the man who invented Bitcoin, where is he? Who is he? And is he still alive?
He's a Japanese person. Nobody knows where he is. And honestly, we don't know if he's alive. William, do you have any more info?
Yeah, so we do know. My brother and I did research. My brother is a fourth level infrastructure engineer. And we talk quite a bit about this. And he's also very involved with cryptocurrencies. And we found out through his research what the IP address of Satoshi Nakamoto was. We know exactly where in California. He was not too far from his collaborator, security collaborator, who developed a security protocol around Bitcoin, Hal Finney. And we believe that person to be Dorian Nakamoto, who denies that he developed Bitcoin. But we do know the address, and that address correlated with Dorian Nakamoto's location. So,
what's the originator got to be worth now?
He will be a trillionaire probably by the end of this year.
He's got more money than Bezos.
Correct.
That's amazing. And his other question, of course, that dealt with competition. What happens if something happens with China? What happens to all the goods and services we were expecting from that?
Yeah, so great question. We're already seeing it now with the Saturn-Uranus alignment correlates with supply chain disruptions. And we could see a supply chain disruption that could actually throw a monkey wrench into this economy, right? So This is a big, big problem that we're going into the closer we get into a conflict with them. The fact of the matter is that we are so interdependent, especially Taiwan. Taiwan makes 80% of the world's chips, even though a majority, even though if Intel is making chips, the production is happening in Taiwan.
And chips are way down because of all the glass that's being used for the vials for the COVID-19 vaccine.
Correct. So, you know, there's a lot of factors at work here. We're having supply chain disruptions in almost every area now, and it's only going to get worse between now and December. And we have an administration that's not really showing leadership on this, at least at this time.
Next up, we've got Cynthia in Monterey, California, west of the Rockies. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, good morning, George.
Morning.
It's a pleasure to talk with you and William.
Thank you.
And I am a first-time caller. I love your show.
I appreciate
that. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
I'm asking the question is, will I be married in a couple of years? Will I meet up with my soulmate?
That's pretty direct, William.
That's pretty direct, yeah. So let me ask a question. Have you been putting yourself out there?
I'm going slowly back out there, yes.
Okay, yeah, because I see it's like a bit of a long haul ahead, meaning, you know, so the thing is that you got to broaden your net here, right? So you're going to have to get involved with something that where a lot of men who are single, available, and looking to be in a relationship go to, right? And that's what you're not doing enough of, right? You need to be in that type of environment. So social dancing, playing golf, doing something where men go to, that's where you need to do.
ParanormalDate.com, Cynthia, give it a try.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, you never know. You never, never know. People are always looking for relationships, aren't they, William?
Absolutely, no matter what age they are.
William Stickever's with us. His website is his name, linked up at coasttocoastam.com. We'll be taking more calls when we come back after the break. Since you've been doing this, what has been for you personally the most satisfying aspect of astrology?
The fact that I would get an email from people or hear from a client who was in dire trouble and turned their life around and gave me credit for that.
You like that?
Yes.
That's kind of neat. Though you really don't pound your chest much, William.
Well, you know, I figure if I'm doing my job, right, I mean, my clients, my customers, my members, right, they're going to pound my chest for me. I mean, look, to me, you know, like, if you're a really good astrologer, you know, the market will let you know that. The people will let you know that. You'll get the recognition. You don't need to go out there and strut yourself. And, you know, so that's my philosophy to it.
Are you doing this full-time as a career now?
Yeah, since 2017, I went full-time into doing it.
Good for you. Good. Is it ever exhausting for you?
Yes, it's very exhausting. In fact, I limited myself now to just working with retainer clients and, you know, and I have members in my two different groups, and yeah, it's been very. So I can't do like five readings a day, 5-6 days a week like I used to. Now I've limited.
That's a lot.
Yes.
Are you on social media too?
Yes, quite a bit. Facebook. I'm on Facebook quite a bit, and other social media sites as well.
All right, great. We're going to come back and take final calls in a moment, right here on Coast to Coast AM. Next hour, we go live to New Zealand to talk with Robert Bartholomew about that Havana syndrome, where a lot of our aides have been getting sick from what we think could be microwaves, but we'll get his take on it. And then we'll also talk about his work, American Hauntings, on Coast to Coast. So make sure you're part of the program. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Our final segment with William Stickevers as we talk about astrology and your life, of course. Williams, how many people do you think you've done readings for over your career?
About 6,000.
My gosh. That's amazing.
Yeah, and I was also throughout the world, in Europe, all the way in Central Asia, South America I've done readings, Japan notably. Had a business for over 10 years there doing readings. So, yeah, it's a number of continents. I don't know the exact number of countries offhand, but yeah, from every walk of life, from every, you know, major nation and a good chunk of third world nations included in that.
All right, let's go back to the phones. We'll go to Michael in New Jersey, east of the Rockies. Michael, take it away, sir.
Hello. I was wondering if it would be in my best interest to work with a particular firm.
Should he work with a particular firm?
Well, William? Is it the firm you're applying to, sir?
It's about copywriting and writing articles, and then they sell them for you.
Right.
I'm wondering about their honesty.
Do you have a specific firm, though? Is there a specific firm, like you have in mind, that you've applied to or are planning to apply?
I'm sorry, I wouldn't know that right now.
Okay, so it's premature,
so
right?
It's still up in the air, I think.
Yeah. So is the question, is this something you should be doing? Or
soon, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, so let me see what I see offhand real quick. I mean, it's not really a yes or no question, right? So let me just see what I see offhand. And, well, you know, I think there's lots of opportunities. Luck is certainly running on your side now, right? So I'm seeing a lot of unexpected aid coming to you out of nowhere, right? So you can expect some serendipity. What I would do is I would be as proactive as possible on this matter in terms of getting things going, getting things in motion. So, the key to your success now is by making proactive changes, proactive moves in what you need to be doing, right? So if you haven't been applying or putting yourself out there or getting that resume or updating what you need to update, you got to do it now. The idea is to do it now because luck is on your side. The wind is behind your sail.
All right. Good luck to you, Michael. Hope everything works out for you. That's an interesting career, isn't it not, William?
Yes, absolutely. And it's a big, growing career.
Next up, we have Terry in North Carolina. Hello, Terry. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, George. Nice speaking with you.
Thank you. Go ahead with your question.
Do you see my financial situation improving?
Yeah, your situation has been stuck for a while here. And are you gainfully employed at the moment?
No.
Okay, that's the big issue, right?
Yeah.
Are you looking for work?
No, I'm not.
Are you retired?
I am. I've had a lot of medical conditions.
Right. Do you have a pension?
No.
No, you have savings, I assume.
No, I don't have savings either.
Okay.
I had to use that when I got sick.
I see. All right. So you're living on some type of government subsistence?
Right, right.
Okay. Yeah, so this is what I see for you, because I had to clear that up. It was just like I'm seeing them changing your status with that subsistence program, and I think it will be for the better, but I believe a lot of this is going to have to do with what's happening with the COVID, right? There's going to be a continuation,
right,
extension and change in that. So the answer is technically yes. It won't be – you won't have much disposable income, but you'll be able to – subsist and maintain where you're at.
Okay. That's as good as I can ask for.
All right.
Thank you,
Terry. Appreciate it. Good luck to you. Next up, we have whose turn? Josh in Florida. Take it away, Josh. Go ahead.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great, Josh.
Quick Bitcoin story and then a question. I was a victim of the Mt. Gox closure. I bought Bitcoin when it was between $9 and $12. I put $1,000 in. This is back when you had to do it through MoneyGram.
Right.
And I don't have any of my account info, and it's just – and I ended up closing the doors and taking everyone's money. My question is, I've been in e-commerce. I sell – I have a little screen printing business. I sell online and do local businesses. However, ever since I went on my own, it hasn't really taken off. Like, I know the potential to be – so I just wanted to know if that was going to pick up.
Well, yeah.
Will his business pick up, will you?
Yeah, a lot of it has to do with his marketing. How is your marketing? How is your marketing skill set?
It's good, but I lose so much money and spend so much money on that. And when you're selling a $25 T-shirt, you know, to pay $10 to acquire a customer,
right?
It doesn't really work out.
Margins are way too thin.
Yeah, the margin's too thin. It has to be look, I'm seeing the business model here needs to be somewhat re-engineered, and how you're marketing, right? Are you using, like, I'm just using, are you using like Instagram targeted marketing system where you can target and get really granular with things?
Yes, I've done everything from Google AdWords, Facebook, Instagram, Microsoft Ads. Pinterest, Snapchat, I've been everywhere.
Right.
I've tried it all, and it's just, I just keep dumping money into the marketing and with no great success.
So this is like beyond a hoary question, right? This is like something where I would need to assess this by looking at your chart, right? See what's going on in your life right now. I would say, though, I would say that what I'm seeing here is a need to sort of re-engineer the business from the ground up.
Is it worth saving, William?
Yeah, that's the question I'm looking at. Is it worth salvaging, right? It's not clear. Also, it's not clear what he really wants to do, right? It doesn't look like this is something my question is this is more existential. Is this really what he wants to do with his life in terms of what he's doing now with this business, and how can he scale it, right? The business is not able to scale, so what is fundamentally wrong with the business model? Those are the things I'm questioning here with him. I don't know if that's helpful, but I do think I think these questions could be answered by like taking a business mastery immersion course.
What is that?
Well, that's something like for 4 to 5 days where you go into dealing, you work with people who are other entrepreneurs, extremely successful, have developed business models, understand marketing, right, actually done it, and have scaled businesses. And you work with them. They take a look at what your business is, right, and they see where the flaws are, what can be improved, what needs to be modified, and then help you develop a strategy where you can scale it out.
Interesting take. Okay, good luck, Josh. Next up, we've got Don in San Antonio, Texas. Hello, Don. Go ahead, sir.
Hello again, Mr. Norrie.
Hi, Don. How are you? Are you all right?
Yes, sir.
Great.
Mr. Stickevers, greetings to you, sir. Blessings. I have a question just about my finances. Do you see my finances stepping up here in the next several months? I'm working two jobs right now, but barely making ends meet, and I've got some great plans for the future, but relocating soon to Florida. Just wanted to ask, do you see anything there?
Yeah, the inflation is really killing you, right? Because costs are going up. That's what I'm seeing.
They're going up dramatically
in all areas. Yeah, so can you speed up that move to Florida? Because it looks like you're in quicksand. The more you move, the more you work, the quicker you're going down into the sand.
No, sir, I have to wait till December. I'm on parole right now from prison. I was in prison for 29 years, got out December 2019.
Congratulations.
I'll be off parole in December so I can leave the state, and I'm going to live with my brother for a while. He's going to get me a job.
Right.
And plans on doing my own podcast and so forth. But just finances right now are really difficult.
Very difficult. Look, sir, I'll be honest with you. I don't see them improving that much. That's why you're going to have to make a dramatic shift, change, like leap of faith, if you will. So getting to Florida is really the solution in terms of lowering your costs and getting yourself set up for this new phase of your life.
I'm glad you're out, Don. What did you do, if you want to answer that for us?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't mind at all. I'm a very open book. Yes, sir, Mr. Norrie. This happened in 1990. I was locked up in 1991, January, for double homicide. But I had a co-defendant, and two young men were killed. He was a shooter. I was there. I was responsible. I could have stopped it, but I was at a very bad point in my life. Made some very bad choices.
Wrong place, wrong time.
Yes, sir. But I served that 29 years, and it's just changed me, God, through my life. And it's just I've had an awakening, and that's why I want to start my podcast. I think I told you the name of it called One Heart, Let's Get Connected.
I remember that.
Vibration of Love.
Good luck. Keep in touch with us, Don, all right?
Yes, sir, I will. Thank you. You too. Have a great evening. God bless.
So, when people ask you these kinds of questions, they still need to put in an effort to make it happen, don't they, William?
Absolutely, right? You you know, like you can.
It's not going to just happen.
Fill in the cracks for you. It's not going to do the work for you, right?
You know, I always used to tell people who would ask me questions about careers and stuff, you have to be ready when the door opens up.
That's right. And astrology can really help someone get ready. They could find out where their strengths, their vulnerability, their weaknesses, what they need to work on. It also can provide the timing. Okay, you know, the timing might be like a year or two, right, off. But between that time, you could prepare yourself for that opportunity that will arise.
Let's go to Nora in Indiana, first-time caller. Hello, Nora.
Oh, hello. I'm so glad I got through.
Me too.
Yeah. Well, my question is, I want to get out of the city in the worst way, and so I want to get into the country. Will I find something?
Will she get out of the city into a country?
Yeah. Are you planning to buy or rent? Because it seems like it's not clear to me what the strategy is.
Well, I can buy for sure. Yeah.
You know, so the prices keep going up. There's like bidding wars every, you know, few minutes every time a house gets listed. So you may want to wait a bit. And I see that I see the real estate bubble finally beginning to break as we get into the fall. So probably December, from what I'm seeing here, would be an ideal time to list. Do you currently own your home?
Yeah.
Okay. So were you thinking about listing it around Thanksgiving?
Well, I was hoping to do it by the end of this month.
Okay. All right. Because I'm seeing Thanksgiving. That could be when you make the move, right? Because I see you moving pretty quickly and then ending up somewhere around Christmas, right? So it's between Thanksgiving and Christmas when this all sort of consolidates for you.
Well, that sounds good.
All right. Good luck, Nora. Hope everything works out for you. Time for another call or two. Mike in Cleveland, Ohio. Michael, take it away.
Thanks, George. I'm glad to be on with you.
Thanks, Mike.
And wanted to ask, kind of going with the theme here, any financial windfall or at least maybe a way to acquire the house that I'm living in?
What do you see, William?
Yeah, I'm not seeing that. You mean like through an inheritance, sir?
I guess anything in general as a windfall. And then, I'm living in a house here that's in the family, and I wanted to maybe, acquire that from the other family members.
You'd have to buy it out, I guess.
Either that or, surrender interest or, along those lines.
Yeah. Do we have a family member who's being difficult about this or uncommittal?
No, it's kind of been indifferent for quite a long time. So.
Okay. All right. I'm just bringing that up because I'm seeing an indication of some difference. All right. Or
somebody holding back, William?
Correct. Yeah. So that, I would bring it up and say, I want to do this by the end of the year, and see what everybody has to say about it. So make sure there's consensus on this.
How long you been in the house, Mike?
More than 10 years.
Well, that's a long time.
Yeah. It looks like between now and December, right? It keeps showing me here. But it's not really clear yet. It's not really clear. It's not like gel. This is not something you're like, this is more of an idea that you want to do. It's not something that you've committed yourself to.
When does squatter's rights kick in, William?
You asking me?
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't it depend on every state?
Every state's different.
Yeah.
But if he's there a certain amount of time, they can't throw him out.
Right. He may not have ownership, but they can't throw him out. So it's a weird type of situation. So, so I think he needs to talk to his family and make his intentions clear and commit to an end date to when he wants to, move forward with that and make that, acquire it.
William, of course, the clock has got us, but do keep in touch with us and let's monitor your predictions and see what happens in the months to come.
Great. It was a pleasure, George.
All right. You take care. William Stickevers, website linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Up next, we're going live to New Zealand. I'll tell you why in a moment.